Moncrief on News Talk.
Picasso is coming to Dublin. For the first time, Ireland is to host a major exhibition of his work. It starts on October the 9th in the National Gallery of Ireland. Janet McLean is curator of modern art there. Janet, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, I understand this exhibition took 3 years to organise. What does that involve, that three-year period?
Any exhibition that we have it starts with a conversation, like anything creative. And so the National Gallery of Ireland is working in partnership with the Musée Picasso Paris, and they just celebrated their 40th anniversary this weekend, and they have a really rich collection of Picasso's art and his archives. So we worked with them and talked with them about how to bring a show of Picasso's work to the National Gallery of Ireland. And so that means talking about the themes and the selection of the works of art. And then as time moves on, it gets more technical into the logistics of how to hang the art objects transportation, catalogue, and there's a lot of work. It's like a production. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, but it starts with a conversation and hopefully good ideas as well.
So. Okay, so everything comes from Paris, and then do people come over with the pieces and say that would be better in that position and in that light and that kind of thing?
What happens is we have all that planned way, way in advance, and we have all the plans and the measurements and everything in place before the artworks even make it to Ireland. It's it's like a stage production in a sense that you have to think of the messages and the journey of the visitor as they walk through the space. And also in terms of communication and how we're going to write the interpret the works and sign it and make it as accessible as possible for our visitors. So now we have everything in place. And then when the artworks come to Ireland, then we install them with our colleagues from Paris. And that's what we're doing at the moment. I've just nipped away to speak with you. And it's really, for me as a curator, it's a joy because we're taking objects out of boxes. And this morning we've been taking ceramics out of boxes. And it's really lovely. The lovely thing about being a curator is, you can read and read and look, but you actually get close up to the artworks and see the backs of them and see them go up on the walls and in cases. So it's really lovely to get that close to the work. So we're working with our French colleagues. They're here at the moment with us in Dublin.
And when they're transported, or when they're in the process of being transported, is that a little terrifying for everybody? These are Picassos, after all.
No. We've been in this business for over 150 years, Sean, in the National Gallery of Ireland. We're well used to that. It's not a problem. It's very professionalised, and the transport's very straightforward. And we have a really strong art handling team in the gallery as well, strong in every mentally and physically. So not terrifying for them. It's terrifying for me sometimes. I hold my breath, but you can't. When you're working, you can't think like that. And Ben Picasso made the art in his studio, and you'll see when you come to the exhibition photographs of his studios and film footage of him working in the studio, and he had everything piled upon each other, stacked up. Obviously we can't treat art like that, but he lived with his art, and that's something we're going to show in the exhibition, like art and making art was Picasso's home. And so it's lovely for people when they come to the show, they kind of get a sense of the behind the scenes of Picasso's studio and him. He was living surrounded by his own art as if he was, there were almost pieces of sculpture and paintings were almost like family members for him. He had them around him in his studios. He was making art. So he always felt he was having an open conversation with them. So when you come to the gallery, obviously everything will be nice and neat and you'll be able to see it in its space. But there will be lots of photos and archive footage showing Picasso. He's almost like in a bird's nest of art. It's amazing, really, what's there. So no, behind the scenes, it's fascinating for me for us to work in. But no, everything's very well organized. There are no chances taken on that front. No.
And the journey that people visiting will take, is that laid out in a temporal sense? Is it, you know, from the beginnings to later work, or have you organized, what way have you organized?
Yeah, well, the thing is for Picasso was like, he lived until he was 91 and he was making art from childhood. So he made an extraordinary amount of art during his lifetime. I think almost over 140,000 pieces of art. So that's about 13,000 paintings, 100,000 prints, drawings, ceramics, theatre designs, sculptures. So for us, you have to put a shape on it. And what we've done is we've used the, working with the Picasso Museum, their collection is at the heart of it. And so we have two artworks from the National Gallery collection in the show as well, a painting, Still Life with the Mandolin, which everyone who comes to the gallery will know very well, and a collage. But what we've done is we've made almost five chapters. So we start in around 1913 and we go up to Picasso's death in 1973. And so we take you on a chronological journey through his art, looking at different phases of his art through key studios that he worked in. And so in a sense, it gives you a sense of Picasso. You're never going to be able to show everything of Picasso, because if you show too much, you can't see anything, you know. So for us, the art is powering back and making sense of it. So the exhibition, you know, we go through his journey. It's in France, not the Spanish side, because we're working with the Musée Picasso's collection. So we start in Paris in 1913, showing sort of early Cubist works. Then we have a little phase in Joan Lepine in the south of France after the war in the 20s. He went on holiday to south of France a lot, and he painted the painting in our collection in a garage in the south of France. Picasso took a holiday, but he never stopped working when he was on holiday. He would go to the beach, he would have lunch, he would have drinks, and then he'd go, okay, off to work, you know. And then the next phase in the 30s, Bois de Loup, a chateau he bought in Normandy in the countryside, which afforded him space to make sculptures in the barns and stables of this chateau, which he couldn't do in Paris because he was on the upper floor, so the load bearing wouldn't allow big bronze sculptures. So we have the room of that. Then we move into the 30s, back in Paris, and 30s and 40s during the war years and the years of the occupation in Paris, which are quite austere years. And these are sides of Picasso that people don't know. So during the occupation, Picasso, obviously being Spanish, he never returned to Spain from 1934 because of Franco. He just couldn't go back. So he was kind of always an artist in exile, and the studio became his world and his home. But during the occupation, he, like many artists, was deemed by the Nazis a degenerate artist, so he wasn't allowed to exhibit or sell or even reproduce his art. So the studio became a refuge at that time. So we show work that he made then, and this is a time where he said, you know, there was nothing to do but to work seriously, to see friends quietly and to struggle for food and just to look forward to freedom. Then we jump into sunshine after that period. When the war and the occupation ends, he goes back to the south of France, just as he did after the First World War. And then the sunlight and space. And he's getting on at this time. He's in his late 60s, but he becomes really interested in ceramics and starts to learn. And he's going, oh, I'm not a professional ceramicist. I'm just an ignoramus who's learning, you know. But he starts to get involved in Valerie's in ceramics industry there and revitalizes it. And so you'll see this in the show. There are lots of, there's a wonderful dove he made and plates and vases. He's teeming with creativity at this time. And then he stays in the south of France for the rest of his life. He moves near Cannes and has this amazing studio there, which is a garden. So the outdoor, the studio, the garden is kind of spilling into the studio. This is. And then in the 60s, he is in his final studio, which funnily and interestingly, he bought from the Guinness family. It was an old traditional farmhouse in Mougins, and he had bought it from the Guinness family, who had over many generations transformed it into a kind of luxury villa. And that's where Picasso spent the last decade of his life, and he worked again right up to his 90s. He was working up to the very end. So we get these chapters in his life, and you get this insights to what he was doing through all this period. But it really is, there's so much work, and his life is so rich, and there's so many people coming in and out of his life too. So it's really fascinating. But
Yeah. Did he, during his lifetime, did he make much money from his art?
Oh, yeah, he did. But Picasso, there's always this quote. I don't know how true it is. I'm not going to, I don't know whether he said it in Spanish or French, but he said, I'd like to live as a poor man with lots of money. So Picasso, he didn't want for things. He didn't drive, but he had a car and a chauffeur. He had, you know, his fortunes changed and he had in the 20s, he earned a lot of money. He became American. There were a lot of Americans in Paris at that time, and his fortunes took off and his art took off and his reputation. He had a lot of money, but he didn't care for money. I wouldn't say, as long as he had space to work, he lived quite simply, you know, he ate simply, but he was a very good host to friends and made like legendary lunches for them. But he would have had some fish and vegetables and rice. He wasn't indulgent in that way. And as long as he had space and freedom to work and he could go and swim and have people around him, you know, that was important to him. But he made money, but he wasn't miser, but he was generous and he lived well, you know, but he wasn't in it for the money, you know, or for selling his work. Yeah. No.
Of course. That exhibition runs from the 9th of October to the 22nd of February next year. Janet McLean is curator of modern art at the National Gallery of Ireland. Janet, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.